KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
As consumers prepare for the longer than normal gap before their next paycheck, financial experts have advised them to plan ahead for their December salaries. Some people are going to be paid as early as tomorrow. Could mean a 49-day wait for those who receive their salaries at the end of the month. Standard Bank's Shanae Motilal says it's important for people to draw up a budget and stick to it. She says avoiding overspending this month can make the financial transition into the new year a lot smoother.
Interestingly, November salaries are spent faster than December's. December salaries last slightly longer, with customers taking 2 to 3 days on average to spend half of their income compared to November. The data also suggests that higher middle income and high income earners take nearly twice as long to spend half their December income, around 11 days compared to just 6 days for entry-level customers.
The Umkhonto we Sizwe Party says its legal team is considering filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of people affected by food poisoning incidents. Almost 900 cases of foodborne illnesses have been reported in the country since September. Gauteng and KZN are the provinces most affected. The party's Floyd Chivambu says the organization has been concerned about how some spas or shops are run. He was addressing the media in Durban yesterday on the MK party's preparations to mark its first anniversary this weekend.
The regions and the provinces of controversies have been involved far much more substantially in the protest actions. I know here in eThekwini, the Women's League and Women's Formations of were involved in the Youth League and in Ilembe, in many parts of South Africa, on targeted campaign of even vetting the spaza shops to say, where do you get the food from? Who is your manufacturer? Who is your FMCG in terms of supplies?
And reports in the U.S. say President-elect Donald Trump has invited his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration in Washington next year. Trump has previously been highly critical of China and said he'd impose tariffs on imports from the world's second biggest economy. No Chinese leader has ever joined an inauguration ceremony of a U.S. president, which is typically only attended by ambassadors. A recap of our lead story: as consumers prepare for the longer than normal gap before their next paycheck, financial experts have advised them to plan ahead with their December salaries. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.